So how do you feel about playing for dancers?
No, I don't play for dancers.
I knew there was a reason I love this guy.
No, I don't play for that.
I just don't do it. Just no,
I try to preserve, if not the fighting, because the fighting means nothing. No, I don't care. I love to see.
Sorry, Gabriella.
Tango, that's a dance, no?
Yeah, me too, but not
it's
on stage.
It's beautiful, but on the stage it's like, I don't know.
No, well, I remember Piazzolla saying, you just don't dance to my music. That's not what he wrote it for.
Yeah, but there's some tunes that you can dance with Piazzolla, like Revirado, De Carissimo, Armor Tango. Why?
Yeah.
And Piazzolla, in 1946, he did a wonderful tango orchestra. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
His
he tried to play for dancers because he needed money.
He needed the money. real bad.
He has to pay his expenses. Wonderful orchestra with Piazzolla arrangement. It was fantastic.
Wow.
But nobody with no saxes, any kind of saxes.
He didn't like him.
No.
Oh, thank God. Otherwise, he wouldn't have. I'm afraid he wouldn't have written all the wonderful music.
Finally, he decided. At that time, he put the bandoneon in the closet. He was I don't want to play more bandoneon, I want to play more tango music. With that feeling, he went to Paris, to Nadia Boulanger. He tried to become a classical musician.
Yeah.
And finally, Nadia asked him, okay, you're writing, it's okay, but what is your idea in this music? What you do in Buenos Aires? I know you was playing bandoneon. He said, I play. I said, I love bandoneon. Did you compose something? I have some tune that I. and Piazzolla showed his tune to Nadia, and immediately she said, "That's your music, Asta. You are that music."
Yes.
From that.
Yes.
Since that moment to his.
From that moment.
At the end, he was composing. Right. He developed this incredible bunch of thousands of compositions.
Thousands.
Yeah.